This Saturday, we celebrate the feast day of St. Catherine, the patron of our parish. And St. Catherine is one of those saints that is almost unbelievably excellent in every way. She was a mystic who had visions of Christ from a young age, mystically wed to Christ. She was a statesman, organizing and motivating the return of the Holy Father, the Pope, back to Rome from his sojourn in France. She was a spiritual writer and a teacher. She was someone who struggled enough with Latin that the Lord had to miraculously teach her Latin so that she might pray the office. She was someone who interacted and preached to the powerful and to the wealthy, and at the same time cared for the poor and the sick. And tonight at this Healthcare Holy Hour, it's particularly St. Catherine as patron of those who care for the sick that we remember her. That amid all of the many varied and unbelievably excellent ways in which she was a saint, that the care of the sick was always close to her heart. And again, being St. Catherine, she did so in a way that was extravagant, to the point of almost unbelief. There's one story that's always told when remembering St. Catherine's care for the sick, that she was taking care of one woman in particular who was covered with sores. And she had understandably been overcome with distaste, revulsion even, at the state of this woman's health, at the smells and the sights. And she struggled with this herself for some time, but always went back to again wash those sores and care for this woman. And at one point she was so frustrated with the distaste that she had, that she took the bandages that had been used to wash and to bathe and cover these sores, washed them off in a bowl of water and drank it. I would not recommend you do that. She is a particularly excellent saint, a grace that is given to her above the normal graces. But I think perhaps we can see two wonderful and powerful and beautiful ways that she was caring for the sick in this sort of extravagant, to the point of disgusting kind of act. And the first was that she was determined to love this woman and to care for this woman. And that she knew that she had struggled with this in her own distaste for that physical suffering, for the smells and the sights. And so she was determined to overcome that distaste, overcome that revulsion, so that she might break through it by this kind of overdone act, so that she might be able to move past the sort of sights and smells and to see this woman as she was, which was a suffering daughter of the Father. And then on a deeper level, too, we might see in this act a way in which she was determined to share in the sufferings of those who she cared for. In a pattern after Christ, who came to share in our own sufferings of those who he cared for. And that she did so embodied in a kind of physical act that encapsulated and symbolized and made this participation in another person's sufferings physical by literally drinking the result of that suffering. The next night, after she had done so, she had a vision and a dream in which she saw our Lord up on the cross. She was before him. And she was invited, Jesus invited her to drink from his side. To drink from his side and to participate in that blood that he poured out for us, that we ourselves receive in the Eucharist under the form and appearance of bread and wine. That at the heart of her care for this poor was, and the sick, was a caring for them because they were in the image of Christ. She knew that she herself was in the image of Christ, Christ the physician, and that the person before her was in the image of Christ, the sufferer, and that it was Christ caring for Christ, and that in that context there is nothing too extravagant to give. And so as we kneel ourselves before that same Jesus Christ in the Eucharist tonight, let us pray especially for all who care for the sick, that under the patronage of Saint Catherine they may come to see those before them in truth, in who they are, suffering sons and daughters of the Father, in the image of Christ on the cross. And that those who care for them sick, for the sick, may themselves be ever transformed more and more, more perfectly, into the image of Christ, who came not only to suffer, but to care for those who suffer too.